在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
A snifter is a type of glass, usually meant for holding brandy, although it is also the term for a strong wind. Plenty of words are close to snifter in the alphabet, and the children found many of them. There was a file on sniffing, which seemed to have many photographs of noses. There was a file on Snell's law, which states that a ray of light passing from one uniform medium to another produces an identical ratio between the sine of the angle of incidence and the sine of the angle of refraction, which Klaus already knew. There was a file on the inventor of the sneaker, whom Violet admired very much, and one on snicking, which is something Sunny had done many times with her teeth. But there was not a single scrap of paper marked Snicket. The children sighed in disappointment and shut the drawer of the file cabinet so Klaus could lock it again. "Let's try the J aisle for Jacques," Violet suggested. "Shh," Sunny said. "No, Sunny," Klaus said gently. "I don't think the H aisle is a good bet. Why would Hal have filed it under H?" "Shh," Sunny insisted, pointing at the door, and her siblings knew instantly that they had misunderstood her. Usually when Sunny said, "Shh," she meant something along the lines of, "I think the H aisle might be a good place to look for the file," but this time she meant something more along the lines of, "Be quiet, I think I hear someone walking into the anteroom of the Library of Records." Sure enough, when the Baudelaires listened closely, they could hear the clomping of some odd, teetering footsteps, as if someone were walking on very thin stilts. The footsteps grew closer and closer, and then stopped. And as the three children held their breath, the door to the library rattled as someone tried to open the door.
"Maybe it's Hal,"
Violet whispered, trying to unlock the door with a paper clip.
"Maybe it's Mattathias," Klaus whispered, "looking for us."
"Janitor,"
Sunny whispered. "Well, whoever it is," Violet said, "we'd better hurry to the J aisle." The Baudelaires tiptoed across the low-ceilinged room to the J aisle and walked down it quickly, reading the labels of the file cabinets.
"Jabberwocky to Jackal, Jacket to Jack-o'-lanterns."
"Nursey."
"That's it,"
Klaus whispered. "Jacques will be in Jackline to Jacutinga." "We hope," Violet said, as the door rattled again. Klaus hurried to find the right key, and the children opened the top drawer to look for Jacques. As Violet knew, jackline is a kind of rope used in sailing, and as Klaus knew, Jacutinga is a sort of gold-bearing iron ore found in Brazil. And once again there were plenty of files between these two, but although the children found information on jack-o'-lanterns, Jack Russell Terriers, and Jacobean drama, there was no file marked Jacques.
"Fire!"
Klaus whispered, shutting and locking the file cabinet.
"Let's head to the F aisle."
"And hurry," Violet said. "It sounds like the person in the anteroom is picking the lock."
It was true. The Baudelaires paused for a moment and heard a muffled scratching from behind the door, as if something long and thin were being stuck in the keyhole to try to unlock the lock. Violet knew, from when she and her siblings lived with Uncle Monty, that a lockpick can often take a long time to work properly, even if it has been made by one of the world's great inventors. But the children, nonetheless, moved to the F aisle as fast as their tiptoes could carry them.
"Fabian to Fact, Fainting to Fangs, Fatalism to Faulkner, Fear to Fermat, Ficus to Filth, Fan de Siecle, de Fissile. Here it is,"